When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I gotta let y'all know, I watched that episode with Si and Christine, and I have never been more thoroughly entertained in my whole life than I was watching that podcast.
I have to say, it was very, very entertaining.
Me and Godwin watched it together, building duck calls. And we laughed. We laughed out loud probably 20 times.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Oh, she was great.
My wife's been watching it too. Because I said, hey, what does the rating say about what happened when we had your podcast?
The ratings. Yeah. Look up Nielsen. See if we've made it there yet.
See if we hit.
I don't know.
Nielsen rating.
Boy. We ain't top 100 anymore, but might be back.
We never.
I heard her and Liz. The one woman that works at our house, you know, was out there cackling like hens that just laid an egg. So it must have been funny.
That's pretty good.
Oh, it was real good. Look, Christine remembers every little detail about every lie he's ever told.
Not according to science.
Well, hold on. No,
not according to science.
No, that's what I think.
She got it wrong.
Hey, I've been corrected. I used to say there's two sides of a story. Martin has informed me, no, there's three sides.
Yeah.
There's your story, his story, and then the truth.
The truth, yeah.
Okay. So, but I'm telling you, I keep telling y'all, if you ask any policeman anywhere about eyewitnesses' account, he will tell you they're unreliable.
Not reliable.
They're not reliable.
Especially
I know for a fact, if they looked at it when she was telling her version, I was sitting over here telling it. I've never heard that before.
You've told that story for so long, you believe it.
No, I hadn't heard her version. Because she says, hey, I bought a cheap $16 ring. Hey, I remember sliding a cigar band on her finger.
No, what happened, he bought that, and he said, you know what, that'd be a lot better story if it was a cigar band. Yeah. Let me write that
down. Hey, somebody had handed me a cigar saying congratulations.
Does Jerry Clower have
and
a story
said,
about somebody getting married with a cigar band?
I said when he did, I said, look, hey, we're just getting married. We ain't having a kid yet.
Oh, but my favorite
said,
part.
Well, hey, congratulations to that cigar. For, you know, I said, well, great. I said, well, hey. They said, where's the ring? I said, hold it. Right here. And stuck the cigar back in my pocket. And first thing I did when we got, after he said, you want to kiss your bride? I kissed her and then lit me up a cigar.
That's not true. We have definitive. She said, nope, not true.
There's two versions.
You went to a ring store.
Look. Since we've done it, I don't know what is the truth.
Okay. Did you notice the whole time? Did you watch it, Johnny D?
Oh, yeah.
The whole time Si was telling the story, Christine was doing this.
Oh, I was watching her the whole time, and he'd go, spaghetti, and she'd just start shaking her head. And then she'd lean in and go,
the best part of this was when the couple, her girlfriend and his boy and her boyfriend, okay, when he was telling her, he said, hey, look, describe your dream man. So she starts describing it, and hey.
He found the mic, boys.
No, and hey, it was five for five.
She did describe it.
And I was going,
yeah, I saw
that's
it.
One.
6'3".
That's two.
Yeah.
That's three. That's four. That's five. But the best part, okay, the loudest laugh out of both of them was when Martin said, I know what we're going to put on his tombstone. When we put him in the ground, it wasn't the jacket; it was the strut.
The strut. That was
the strut.
Right.
But anyways, that whoever's idea that was to have Christine on
that was that
needs
right
a raise.
There. Yeah, that man right there.
It was only my idea if it worked.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a way to go with it.
I can't remember the last time I laughed that much. It was awesome. Y'all did a great job on that.
Oh man.
Funny.
day. Well, no. The best part of it was is going back through memory lane.
Oh, we're going to do it again.
Because, hey, it was hilarious, okay? And since I read that book that asked the question about, do you realize or can you say you can see God's working in your life? And while we was doing all this, not just working, his handprint was everywhere.
Yeah, miracles.
What are you talking about?
From our getting together and then getting married and having kids,
He turned a cigar wrapper into a ring.
Oh, yeah.
Miracles all over the story.
He even done that because she's got a great one now.
Got in trouble for wife swapping.
I was meaning to talk to you about that.
No.
Yeah.
It was just a couple of men and women that become best friends.
Oh, we heard it.
We literally lived together. We couldn't lock our door, okay, because they had a 4-year-old daughter named Christina. Okay, because the first time we locked it and she couldn't come in, she threw a hissy. So after that, we couldn't lock the door.
A hissy?
But it was the deal that we were so close and such good friends, we was always kidding around. And we did it for the, this is a, 7-story building, I think? And we're on the 7th floor.
Oh, good. Okay. Night. Well, friends.
We're out, it's just across the hall. That one that's here, their one that's here, stairwells in between us, okay? Yeah. So we're always leaning out the windows, especially when it was hot, okay? Because there wasn't such a thing as air conditioning, okay? And we was always climbing around.
What year was this?
It was Germany.
Yeah, that'd be 72.
72.
Because it was bomb holder Germany. 1972. So, but this is the kind of stuff we're going. If one of us would start and say, "Hey, you in the mood tonight?" And that's me talking to Sharon, his wife.
Uh-huh.
Kids, if you joke around like this, you will get called into the principal's office.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. So we would climb around and Chuck would say, "Hey, I just asked you if you wanted to go, in the bedroom have some fun, and you told me no."
I'm glad I don't have any friends that I'm that close with.
We did this all the time. So, here's what happened.
I can make those jokes for you.
Because you got to understand. No, you got to understand.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay. They've got a BMW, one of the souped up that runs good, because a guy had bought it, and then he had done a bunch of stuff to make it run fast.
Oh, yeah, in Germany.
Yeah.
So anyway, Sharon would drop me off in the morning, okay? She's a blackhead woman, okay? Black hair.
Oh.
Okay?
You got black hair.
A redhead woman would pick me up in the same car in the afternoon. Okay, so you got to think about all this going on.
Do you have a pineapple on your mailbox?
I'm just saying.
There was some church folk watching, Sam.
No. I come walking in for NCO meeting, okay?
Of course, joking.
And Top says, "Hey, you need to go see the Full Bird."
Top is first sergeant, by the way.
Yeah, and I said, and Full Bird is a Full Bird colonel. And I said, "Hold it." I said, "Top, what have I done that I need to go see the Fulbert Colonel about?"
Apparently a lot.
He said, "Look, I'm not going to discuss it with you. You just go report to the colonel right now." Well, the same thing is happening at Chuck's unit, okay, because we've seen two different units. So we had a blast with that the next night because I come in reporting, Specialist Robertson reporting, sir. Have a seat there, Specialist Robertson. Now, tell me about all this wife swapping you got going on in your building. I jumped up and I said, what in the world are you talking about? He said, "Hey, don't give me that shocked look." He said, "It's all over the post."
Well, I didn't know where he was going there.
Hey, nowadays, they'll give you a raise for it, probably.
I'm just saying,
Give you a promotion.
We both got home that afternoon.
You may become
said,
a full bird.
He said, "Hey, did you get called into your colonel's office?" I said, "Yep." I said, you did too? He said, oh, yeah. He said, and hey, right now, they're in disbelief about everything.
Did y'all ever snuff out the tattletale?
It finally got cleared up.
But you never found out who told on you?
Well, we told on ourselves, always clowning around.
We told on ourselves.
All that done was telling, hey, all I know is, I mean, it was a whole deal about it. I had to sit there in the parade of witness to me. Say, hey, they would say, only thing I can tell you is, hey, a black-headed woman driving a black BMW drops him off in the morning, and then a good-looking red-headed woman picks him up in the afternoon in the same car. So I don't know what's going on.
Is Chuck still with us?
Yeah, where's Chuck at?
Well, no. We tried to find him. Okay. Yeah.
Chuck, Sharon.
I'm on it.
If
somebody knows where they live, please send us the address and phone number, please.
No. We'll give you our address. Yeah. You're coming here. You can have my seat.
Well, no. Hey, I'm just saying.
Because I want to know if it was spaghetti or tacos at this point.
That's my big question.
No.
I'm trying to prove you right.
Well, no. That's the craziest thing about these stories. Okay? Because, look, I remember distinctly sitting in our apartment on the 7th floor.
Nope.
And it was spaghetti.
And Christine remembers it.
Sharon was sitting there. Christine was having stomach problems.
That's because them tacos was too spicy.
No, whatever. Yo, and then Sharon kept telling her, you're pregnant. Yo, and Christine said, hey, I done told you that I can't have children. That's why it took the idiot 14 hours to finally just wear me down before I finally said yes.
Where were they from?
Anyway, her version was it was tacos and it was at Sharon's house and table.
Where were they from?
California. Chuck was from California. I don't know where Sharon originally was from.
But that's where they lived when you come back?
She was a little, hey, you got to think about that. She probably may have hit 100 if you sprayed her down with a hose. Okay. But hey.
Well.
Try Charles.
Here's what I know.
Found him.
Are you kidding me?
Time out. We're going to try to find him.
Well, it's not great news.
We'll be back right after this. Let's take our first break.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com, and it's delicious.
I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody. As is proof here, everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We on a 5-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
Some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what'd everybody do? Get lunch today?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nut. So go check out all of the delicious options at nuts.com/nut. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/nut.
They're delicious.
Was he as funny as you are?
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. When we first
Please call him.
When we first moved into the building, everybody was talking about how they hated the ones on the top floor on the right.
And as y'all.
No, that was Chuck and Sharon. Well, when we got up there, then when everybody come in, everybody was talking about the two that they hated that lived on the top floor.
Yeah. I'm just going to be honest.
You know,
if you lived above me, I'd be miserable. Because you do way too much.
Oh, yeah. No.
You do way too much of that.
It's funny. No, it's funny that you said that. Okay. The MPs come to our building all the time for noise.
Imagine that.
No.
Did you have bells?
Oh, no. It was the kids. Okay.
That's what I'd have said.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was the kids.
Sigh.
Because that was why we'd forget and lock the door, and then, hey, Christina would go berserk.
Oh, man.
Okay.
It'd have been a wild time to be in the Army with Sy and Germany.
No, it was the most fun. We loved it.
I guarantee.
The top floor loved it because everybody, six floors, hated us, and we didn't care.
You didn't have no air conditioner. Did you have an elevator?
Huh? No.
Walk them stairs.
Go them stairs to the top floor. That's why I told him, I said, hey, look, why didn't you give me something on the bottom floor? And that's because it wasn't nothing available. You got to get whatever's available there.
There you go. I like it.
There you go.
Yeah, so Stone, that's what you've missed. Yeah, it was good. But what, you come in my office yesterday telling me about a little procedure you had done. Do you want to share with our people?
Well,
let me tell you
don't have to mention names or anything.
But let me tell you what. I go up there and I don't remember. Christine wanted me to get him to take a picture of my Medicare and TRICARE things and send it to her. Okay. And I was on my way up there to see him anyway. So
you're talking about Stone?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when I pull up, Nan's in the car. She just pulled up and she come walking up laughing, shaking her head. And she said, he's got a story for you. Now you can continue.
Oh, man. Well, it's somewhat embarrassing.
Oh, it ain't embarrassing. That's a fact of life.
Well,
hey, that's what you do when you work out all your whole life.
Well, I didn't work out my whole life.
Well, you started here lately.
No, it happens when you get old, Si. I'm not even going to ask you what year it happened to you, but...
He don't remember. We'd have to ask Christine.
She would tell you he ain't got it anymore.
But I've noticed, you know, once I started getting close to 50, that, you know, things change, and you might need a little extra motivation, give you a little extra energy, you know, kind of dragging around. You guys know what I'm talking about. But
you ain't the horse you used to be.
That's
where,
right.
Are you?
That's right. Like what old Toby Keith say. He can do it once, but
I'm as good once as I ever was, boys.
Anyways, they just came out with this new thing where they drop these pellets in your hip. Testosterone pellets. Yeah. Yep. So when you get low T, when you get old, your T starts dropping. Yep.
Yeah.
You got to do something about it.
You told me the symptoms. I ain't there yet.
Either that or you just sit there and you feel like you're 80 years old and want to sit in your chair and watch TV and do nothing else. I don't want to be there. So anyways, they tell me about these pellets. I'm like, okay, we'll try it, see what happens.
Where'd you go to get this done?
Well, now that's the embarrassing part.
As soon as I would found out that a scalpel is involved, I'm out.
No.
A scalpel's involved?
Yeah, a scalpel's involved.
Have you ever been to the gynecologist?
I don't even know what a gynecologist is. Okay, just
it's a lady doctor.
It's just a big word for me.
It's a lady doctor. Like
it's a lady doctor? Yeah, okay.
You ever been to one of them?
No.
I mean,
but what I would have asked them, first thing I would ask them, I said, wait a minute, what's going to happen here? And if they said something about a knife, I'd say, wait a minute, hold it. This is the day of technology. what happened to the
I can tell you
real
this.
Small needle with a little shot.
Well, I can tell you this right now. That knife in that gynecologist's office, from my experience, is the least of the concerns of what happens up in that place.
Yeah. I don't like
that. When I went there the first time about, you know, whatever that was ago, when we found out, I was like, ooh.
Anyway, my wife lines this up. Okay.
Okay. Now it's making a lot of sense.
So her friend is the doctor.
Okay.
She's friends with the doctor.
Oh, that's a bad.
So now I'm thinking,
that's a bad situation.
You know, after this all happened, I think they're in cahoots.
I was just going to say, this is a bad situation that your wife has got a good friend, and the good friend is a medical doctor.
Yeah, they were kind of giggling anyway. So anyways. Yeah.
Okay. And giggling is involved. That's bad. Real.
I walk in there, and there's like 50 pregnant women in the waiting room.
You felt out of place, to say the least.
What are you talking about? So I'm looking around. I'm like, well, what in the world I'd have got myself into? So I go up there, sign in. They're all smiling. Everybody's smiling.
Why are people smiling?
All the people that work there. You know, my wife is friends with all of them. They're all smiling. I'm like, why is everybody smiling? I don't get it. But
they know.
Oh, yeah, they know.
I'm learning something. I knew Nan was slick, but I didn't know she was that slick.
Oh, so I go in there and get in the room, and the doctor says, all right, turn towards the wall and show me your cheek. I'm like, so I knew what the procedure was. They said a very slight incision.
Okay. A small incision.
And then they dropped the little pellets in there.
Okay, okay.
And then they just glue it back and put a bandage on it, and you're good to go. Supposed to be like 5 minutes, in and out, 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, she gets out this big horse needle first and fills it up with that that stuff that makes you numb.
It's supposed to be, it's supposed to numb you.
Lidocaine or something.
Supposed to numb you.
So she I could tell a woman's in a hurry, you know, so I'm like, she's moving fast, you know. So she shot that in there. You talking about burn. Burns like a cheap bourbon.
Oh, ain't nothing worse than a shot that actually burns.
Burn like cheap bourbon.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So we got that in there, and she's about, I'd say, 1 minute after she did that, I felt something stick me. I'm like, hey. She said, oh, you felt that? I said, I felt it. She said, okay, we'll give it a little bit. About 10 seconds later, stuck me again. I'm like, hey, I feel it. I said, there ain't nothing deadening there. And she's like, she said, well, is it tolerable? I said, I guess. And about,
I guess.
And as soon as I
bad
said, I guess.
Move on your part.
I mean, she went in with that knife, son.
Yeah.
I felt every bit of it. And I'm like, ooh. So, you know, so I get a little bit nauseous. You know, I said, whoa, doc, my stomach's tied up in knots. And she's like, well, you going to puke? I said, I sure hope so for your sake. You on the wrong end of that. So. Anyways,
medical stuff.
It was pretty bad. Yeah, it was. I would say, I mean, it wasn't a 9 out of 10 as far as pain goes, but it was up there around 6 or 7. You know,
cutting you with
a knife. You know, it's pretty deep cut, I guess. So, anyways, when I get done, her doc and my wife over there laughing. They say, "Oh, he almost threw up. Did you see that? Look at his lips."
So you two days post. Extra tea.
Yeah.
How you feel?
The same, except my butt hurts.
You got to understand.
So far, you don't recommend.
Oh, no.
Well, they said give it a couple weeks.
I got to say this.
So it's like release.
Yeah, time release.
Yeah. Okay. You got to understand, Nan has got a lot of Robertson blood in her.
Oh, yeah, she does, too.
Okay.
Yeah, but she ain't
going. She got the bad side of the Robertson blood.
The mean side.
Pain tolerance.
That meanness comes from them.
No, the pain tolerance part.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, because Phil goes to the dentist and lets them drill and everything with no numbing.
No numbing.
Okay, so Nan has got that in her veins. That's why she's over there laughing, watching him when he's winching and saying, oh, I felt it.
Because, you know.
She also given birth 3 times. That's right. Well, I'm sure this ain't nothing.
Yeah, because Stone had said that. Said, hey, she don't never, no whimpering, no, oh.
No, wait, it wasn't.
He's never heard that from her. I got a pain.
Not only that, but I think I've heard her laugh out loud like 3 times.
Oh, no.
Laughing at you?
No. That's another thing.
Yeah. Laugh out loud. I mean, she'll smile and bounce up and down a little bit, but no laughing.
There's people in our life, in our family, okay, Dad was the first one, okay. He would be shaking. He looked like he was having an epileptic fit.
What?
And having crocodile tears coming out of his eyes, and there wouldn't be a sound coming out of him. And Tommy was the other one. I don't think, me and Phil talked about it. I don't think I've ever heard Tommy laugh out loud. Like funny. Ha, ha, ha. Yo, no. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Hey, he don't get tickled. Yeah.
He just doesn't get tickled.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad that you survived your little procedure.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I've laughed since you walked in my office, still about half half kicked up from it. So it was good.
No, he's always painful. Telling me. You know, he came in
limping. I was like, wrong.
No, no, we're supposed to go fishing. And I said, what's wrong? He said, I was doing, a guy pulled a maneuver on me, and next thing I happened, I heard pop.
A maneuver.
And he said, and I had a reel pop out of place. And the man that owns it just walks over and said, hey, take a deep breath. Pow! And he popped it back in place.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
Martinez.
Yeah,
that's good.
And I said, every time I see you, you're always going, I shouldn't have done that. I said, now you tell me, you're going to the doctor and they put a scaffold on you, and then it didn't even wait till deadened it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were in cahoots. They all got a big kick out of it.
Got a big kick out of it, boy. Hey.
Let's take a break. We'll come back.
The girls are having fun. That's all that matters.
So are us guys. We'll be back.
That's right.
I don't know. Stop looking at my computer, sir.
Well, okay. Hey.
Ah, you've got gray hair.
Well, no, I'm interested in this.
Okay, so
we tried to find them.
I tried to find them during a break. I have a phone number, I think. Okay. I think Miss Sharon is no longer with us. But I think I have Chuck's phone number.
Well, he might.
We're not going to call it right now. But I think I did it. We'll report back. I don't know if any of this is going to make it.
Would be pretty awesome.
It would.
No, no.
I'm rooting for it to happen.
Everything is adding up because I'm just looking at the name there, Sharon Ilma.
It's all adding up.
And I think her middle name was Melissa. Sharon Melissa. But the one to ask would be Christine
that's true.
Verification.
We're not even sure what kind of ring you gave your wife. And
I'm just telling you, hey.
Hey.
Taco. At least I'm honest about it. I said, I think it's Melissa. It may be something else.
We have no idea.
that's been, 72? How many years ago?
Good night.
50.
50?
50 years
ago. That's 50 years ago, buddy.
Bud.
So back to my original query at the start of this. I just want to know, Stone's back from vacation.
Oh, yeah.
How was Robertson family vacation at the beach without Willie and Corey? And,
I say Willie's bus done got so big that they have their own now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, our bunch is getting bigger. It was Jason and his family, Jeff and his family, Al and his family, and Mamaw Kay and her sister, Ain Ann. And all the kids that come with them.
So how many was totals there?
Bro? Oh, good night. 30? I want to say, probably about 30. Yeah.
Right at that, ain't
it? Oh, yeah, about 30 count the kids now. Yeah. But, you know, Jace is a grandpa now. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Jace is a grandpa.
Well, I wasn't sure if he knew. Yeah, he is a grandpa.
What did they name the daughter?
Maris.
Who?
Maris.
Maris?
Yep.
Like Merritt.
But with an S.
Oh, Merritt's.
Did they name it after Si?
I don't think so.
No.
I think they just, you know, they kind of named after Si's mama a little bit, maybe. But.
Oh, Merritt. Is it Merritt?
No.
No, there's no T.
No T. It's
where
an
yours
S.
has a T, there's an S.
Yeah.
Maris.
Maris.
Maris. Yeah. Maris. Okay. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. But anyways, I made the statement to Al, I said, you know, this is the first time I played golf in 4 years. And I think it was also the first time I played golf where I actually had fun.
Did you win?
No.
Oh.
I lost every time.
There you go.
I came in dead last every time.
Dead last, boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, that's somebody's got to be
there. Did you have a partner?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was that?
Most of the time it was Al and Reed. And then one day it was Jep and Reed.
Okay.
But Jep done got a little plump. He's having a little T tough time swinging the club. You know,
I will say, I saw a picture of him the other day. The boy's gotten a little healthy since he got over to Texas.
Oh, he's been eating good.
Oh, yeah. They got good barbecue in Texas.
Yeah, they do.
And lots of it.
But anyways, we went to the beach, you know, Jason fishing off the beach. Everybody was real pleasant. It was a it was actually a very enjoyable week.
Well, there you go. That's good. Everybody needs one of them.
Yeah, and I was going into it with a positive attitude the whole way. You know, I think that was a...
I'd have something to do with it.
Did they catch any fish?
No, he didn't catch Dooley Squad.
Didn't catch them. All right, boys.
Well, no. Goblin was just right down the beach from y'all. He didn't catch nothing either.
Goblin didn't try. He said, I washed up.
Well, he was watching the ones that was fishing, and they didn't catch nothing. Yeah. So he didn't bother going.
He was letting a scout.
Yeah. You would think I would have a story to tell about the vacation. I just can't think of one. I mean, nothing stands out.
Nothing earth-shattering happened.
That's a good vacation, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's because Si wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Oh, I did ride back with Jace.
Well, how big are those sand crabs?
What? Sand crabs?
Yeah.
About like his little bell.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that right? Am I talking about, is it sand, not crab, sand fleas?
Oh, what sand fleas.
The fleas.
Oh, yeah. They look like a little armadillo almost, but they're not very big. They're about like that.
Size of a quarter?
There's some of them a little bit bigger than that.
Size of a quarter?
Yeah.
Say?
Oh, yeah, but they're a neat looking little critter.
Oh, okay.
But for some reason, they were hard to catch this year.
Mm. Well, it wasn't where John was at. I'll fix that. Where John was at, they was running everywhere.
Oh, Godwin was. Yeah. That's where I was. Sand fleas ain't made it to the Redneck Riviera yet.
So, how was your ride back with
you? Oh, yeah, I done forgot all about that.
Yeah.
So, I had to split my kids up, and I drove Jason's truck while he worked on his. Whatever he's working on, podcast or whatever. And my wife and my youngest one rode in the back. We made it back in 6 hours. Good time. We stopped one time. Nobody ever said a word hardly the whole way. It was great. On the other hand, my other two kids rode with Mama K.
Oh, Lord.
And the lady that drove them down there. Well, 9.5 hours. It took them to make that trip.
How long was y'all's?
Six.
6 to 9.5.
And when my kids got back, they said, ooh, that was the worst trip I've ever had.
What are you doing?
Si, what are you doing?
I'm playing with these flint arrowheads.
Anyways.
So it's gone off the rail.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't keep him on
track. Where'd you get those arrowheads?
From Avery, from Austin, Texas.
Oh. That's cool.
I think that's what it is.
Anyways, I have nothing.
Yep, Austin Avery from Texas.
So low-key vacation. That's always a good thing.
No, I'm not.
Uh-oh.
From Florida.
Anyways.
Wrong state.
Well, I have to apologize for such terrible vacation stories, but nothing really happened.
I just want, hey, that is
that's
a good vacation.
Good vacation. If nothing happens.
When you can get that many people together and nothing happens, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Generally, at some point, somebody does something.
That's right. Somebody gets in a fight or something, or somebody ain't happy, they crying or whatever. Somebody trips and hurts himself.
That's because Si wasn't there slamming dominoes on her head and everything else. You know?
Well, now that'll get you get hurt. You'll get hurt playing dominoes with the Robertsons.
Oh, yeah.
We've broke tables, broke dominoes, and broke bones.
You broke bones playing dominoes?
Al like to broke his thumb.
That's not true.
And it is true. Yeah, it is true.
He broke his thumb?
Oh, yeah. We busted tables, son. Because when you get a 35 count, hey, you jump up and come from the top. You know?
You never seen him play dominoes?
Right.
I don't.
It's a sight to behold. Oh,
very intense.
No. Google, when did dominoes start? I bet it's in the ancients.
Yeah, let's find out when dominoes started on this break. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah.
Hey, Si, how many friends do you have?
How many friends?
Yeah. Like, when you say friends, like real friends.
Probably not many.
Do you play dominoes with them?
No, that's family.
I probably did not have that. I wouldn't even get past three.
Which of us is getting
No, no, I'm serious.
You're out.
Yeah. So, no. When you say friends, you can depend on him anytime, whatever you need.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
I'm a single digit man myself. Yeah.
Well, no, I probably wouldn't go higher than three. I'm serious.
You know,
I'm looking at I know you're one.
Martin,
I'm if.
Okay,
you're if.
Somebody dies, I'm in.
No.
Phil McMillan's two.
Yeah,
is Phil on there?
Oh yeah, Phil.
What about your brother?
No, that's family. That ain't
brother. No, family don't matter.
Family don't. Okay.
Yeah, family don't even come into friendship.
Yeah. Not in the Robertson.
Now, this is a road I'm ready to go down. This is going to be good. Here.
This is much better than when the dominoes
start. Well, no. I'm just saying, hey, when you say most people need to clarify or define what they, when they say friendship, you need a definition of it. My definition of it is whatever happens, I can call you any time of the night or morning, and you'll be there. That's friendship.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because there's not many people, and like me, I fail at it sometimes.
Yeah, you'll straight lie to somebody.
You know what I'm talking about? I ain't coming.
One time I tried to come to his house.
Tell me, do you realize what time it is? I ain't coming. Call somebody else. But I'm just saying, the family don't come into that.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I mean, if you really think about it.
Well, Jesus had 12.
Yeah.
So I look at that. That's a pretty good number.
Well, he had 12 followers.
There was an inner circle to that, though.
Yeah, there was.
There was an inner circle of the 12. And there was more than 12 because there was a couple women hanging out, too, and some other gang.
Well, there's always riffraff.
Riffraff, yeah.
Yeah, there's always riffraff in every crew.
You just called Mary Magdalene riffraff.
I didn't call her that. You made the assumption I was talking about her.
I love it.
She may have been riff. She may not have been Raph.
She might not have been Raph. Okay, so what were you saying?
I was saying about family. Family don't come in with friendship. Okay, that's
blood. Family ship.
That's blood kin.
Blood kin.
So we're
and really because the reason I say that, in my military career, I've seen a lot of it. Okay, their father or mother would die. They would take leave to go home to take care of business and grieve. And a few of them would come back like 2 days later. And I said, hey, there ain't no way. And he said, hey, I ain't going to stay back there and watch my siblings fight over the little bit of money that daddy made when he was alive. They can have it. It's a disgrace that they're fighting. And I came there to bury my father, for crying out loud. Because I'm telling you, when money's involved, people change.
That'll preach.
Well, no, I'm just saying, because my parents, I was very close to my mother. Dad and me, we had issues, because he was what I would call a hard man, just like Phil is, No emotions. Emotions don't come into play. Like that's the way but that was the way my father was raised. Be a man. You can't cry. Hold it. What do you mean I can't cry? If I'm hurting, I can. So I don't ever feel the build of a man.
Says who?
Well, no, I'm just saying to the standards back, for like my father.
I consider you a pretty good man.
Well, no, I'm just saying I'm my worst enemy, though, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm always comparing myself to other people that I've met, and I don't stack up.
Oh, you stack up.
Okay. No, because I'll do this for the veterans.
Oh, we got you stacked so high we put a belt around.
No, because I'm the veterans. The reason that my father's generation was called the greatest generation ever, is they all got on whatever would float and cross the ocean to fight and free some people that was oppressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember growing up a child and watching those men, Yeah. We're missing that today, in my humble opinion. okay? Because back then, they would give you the shirt off their back, you know, and anything else they had if you needed it.
Nowadays, they give you the shirt off their back and steal your shoes.
That's right. Well, they'll steal everything you got. You know.
They get you distracted by that shirt.
But friendship, okay, back on friendship. Friendship is a rare and precious, okay, commodity.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree with that.
With which, as far as I'm concerned, there's no price tag on it, okay? You can't get there, okay? Because money is not involved, you know, and like, there's a lot of gun problems going on right now. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's not a gun problem. It's a people problem.
Mm-hmm. People gunning people.
Okay, yeah. It's people being people. Okay, now, are guns involved in it? Yes, but if you take the guns, if you took all the guns of the world away from them, they would still find a way to kill each other. Because before we had guns, they did it with bow and arrows, axes, and whatever. You know, our society is sick, number one, okay? Number two, we have a love problem. You know, and you would think this is 2022. You would think we could look back through our history and become better. We don't. We keep repeating the same stupid evil.
At a much higher rate these days.
Yeah. Yeah. And it seems it's much, much worse because of technology.
Yeah, because you know about it.
You know about it instantly. Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to say one more thing about that. Hey, our schools need to put locks on some kind of locking devices on the doors to protect our children that are in school. Because when someone is, there's a shooting starts, lock it down where they can't get in. You know, that would be one way to help. Okay.
I agree. I didn't know where he's going there.
Well, hey.
But I like it.
At the time, that's what hit
me. Hey, that's the cool thing about it. Share whatever gets on your heart. And if that's on your heart, that's a cool thing. And it's something that needs to be talked about more so than.
Well, we've got a lot of mental problems out there in the world, okay? You know, I've got mental problems, okay? You know, just being honest, okay? I struggle with stuff, and if everybody I know struggles with something.
Amen.
Yeah. You know? So we need to address that because, hey, like I said, if you could do it, if you took all the guns away, all of them, we would still figure out a way to kill each other because we've got a love problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next, you just use your truck to bulldoze through a bunch of people.
Oh, no.
That seems
it's going
trendy.
That way now.
Yeah. Then you'd yeah. use
You're going to use what's that. Available. If yeah. you've got that much hate, we got so many hate crimes going on right now. Yeah. Where does this all come from?
Self. It comes from self.
Well, I know, but
that's where it all comes from.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, no, it's the truth.
Yeah, because you come up and you do something evil to a person you don't even know, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Love one another.
Yeah.
That's out.
They missed out on that. Well, Phil says it all the time. It's they wonder why. It's always the same answer. It's the evil one.
See, they always blame the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
There's two supreme beings, or I should say there's four supreme beings. There's God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then there's the evil one.
Well, he ain't supreme. He was defeated.
And, hey, he does all the bad stuff, people. If you read the Bible, all you'll ever see there is God wants what's best for you.
Amen.
Check it out. If you don't believe that, check it out. I can give you some verses. Jeremiah 29, verse 8. You have no idea the plans I have for you. Not to harm you, but to prosper you and give you hope and a future, says the Lord. That's just one. Jesus come down and says, I came down to give you life, not just to give you life, but to give it to you abundantly,
yeah,
overflowing.
Not to condemn.
Yeah. But and look, save. That's the best part of it. You know, everybody knows John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he sent his only one son. Okay. To whosoever believe in him, you know. But you need to read 17. This is the Savior of the world. Jesus didn't come down to judge you. He came down to save you. Okay. That's why I always tell people, okay, hey, you're not qualified to judge another individual.
Oh, you see what's going on in the world today. You just go read Romans 1, and it'll explain a lot.
I agree. Let's take a break. We'll get in that inbox. We'll be back right after this. Hey, let's get in that inbox, Johnny D.
What we got, JD?
Ben in Indian Land, South Carolina.
I've been
saving this one because a friend of mine was on vacation and you wanted him to answer. Really enjoy listening to the podcast. Need some advice. Lately, I really just feel like I don't like people. I work 6 days a week. I have to deal with, I'm sorry. We're all laughing because Stone's here. That's a joke we
don't
do, mainly.
Get this one,
Stone
baby.
Loves people.
I don't know how I got that reputation.
I work 6 days a week and have to deal with people daily in my job. When I get off, I don't want to be around anybody except my wife and kids. It feels like God has been telling me lately to love everybody, but it's really hard. True.
Oh.
I know y'all talk about Stone not enjoying being around people and would like some advice on what to do. That might be a little overblown, by the way, on Stone's dislike for people.
It is. It's just certain people.
It's just certain people. But that's a good question.
I'll say this.
It is a good question.
If Stone likes you, you know it. If Stone don't like you, you know it. If he's ambivalent, that just means he ain't got an opinion of it.
Don't know who you are.
Politicians are always saying what that is. What is that? That Stone is portrayed as. Okay, if he likes you, he likes you. And if he don't, he don't. And he don't. You know.
In a Western?
Clarity is what the word I'm looking for.
I don't know.
You're clear. Your motives are clear.
clear motive. You don't got to guess. Anyway, he needs advice.
Anyways.
He's tired of being around people.
Yeah, I got some good advice for him, you know.
That's why I said this one's on you.
So, like we talked about having friends earlier, I admit I'm a single-digit man.
It was funny when you asked that because I already had this email planned today, and I was
that's funny. Great. But anyways, like Si was telling the story about his friends he had in the Army and how much fun they had. When you have good friends, that real friends, that you make those memories that will last a lifetime.
Yeah.
And you pass them on to your kids. They'll be telling stories, you know. But anyways, as far as putting up with people, tolerating is, I would say, a better word. I have learned to laugh at people. Instead of getting mad at them, I've learned to laugh at them. Like when I get in my rig and drive down the road, I always run across at least one idiot. Every time I crank it up, and I tell myself I'm going to run into an idiot. It's just a matter between here and work. It happens every day. And instead of getting mad and honking the horn and running up on their rear end, I just laugh.
Just laugh.
I say, yep, there he is.
I found him.
There you are. Yep, got a phone in their face, you know. Yep, okay.
The one
that tested me the other day, I was sitting at the red light waiting to go, okay. Light turns green. Car in front of me.
Still sitting there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I started to lay on the horn. I said, you know what? I'm going to be real patient, and I'm just going to laugh. Well, that turn signal went from green to yellow to red.
And we're still sitting there.
And I'm the second car in line, and I'm just laughing. But I eventually got to turn. And you know what? It didn't cost me anything.
But
I just had to be patient. That's it.
A little time.
I just had to be patient.
And
so,
your blood pressure did not go up.
Did not go up. Yep. So here's my advice to you. Be patient and laugh. Because you're going to see them. And they're there. They're everywhere. Just don't get mad at them. Laugh at them.
That's so funny because I was going to say, when people, when I'm out, they'll ask me something. What, leave me with some very good advice there, Uncle Si. And I said, well, okay, here's the deal. You need to learn to laugh at people.
Yeah.
And then you also need to learn to laugh at yourself.
That's right.
Because you, every once in a while, you're in that category when you pull some stupid stunt.
Oh, I laugh at myself all the time. Well, no.
Because if I would have been sitting there, I'd have been dying laughing watching him sitting on an idiot that sat at a red light, and it went from red to green and then back to red, and he's still sitting there, and the guy behind him is just laughing.
That's what happened.
Yeah, because my first instinct would have been, the light is green. Mm. You know.
So that's our advice.
Yeah.
And I would say my advice, I don't think there's anything wrong with having single digit friends. Like, that's a good thing.
No.
You don't need to be by yourself. Yeah. But Stones, he said, single digit man, that's fine. I know a few of Stones' really close friends. I'm not on Stone's inner circle, but even Jesus had the inner circle, and then he had some outside of that. So you do need friends, Ben, because it's tough out there by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So just find you a couple that you really like.
Yeah, because it's only you against the world then.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You don't want that.
You don't want to be alone, okay? Yeah.
Anything, Martin?
Nah, I can't add nothing to that.
Yeah.
Can't add?
Yeah, just laugh at them.
And laugh at
because
the
I do believe that every human is born with some good in them. You know?
They are. They
what
are.
Did Phil say about you, though? Stone came out the womb looking at everybody a little sideways.
I wouldn't have done it like that.
He said, I don't know about this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
See, he looked at the doctor, told him he did it wrong.
Oh, I looked at him and said, hey, don't you dare slap me.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare slap me.
Yeah, no, I ain't. I laugh, too. I see my wife is one of them, like, side. It got a little road rage issue.
Oh, no. I admitted it openly.
I know. And so does she. I just laugh. I mean, when I'm kind of like, I do get mildly irritated at just
and there's some people
really stupid stuff like that would have bothered me. I don't know that I'd have laughed. I'd have gotten really close to their back bumper.
I'd have giggled.
But, I mean, like when people cut you off and all that, I just like, man, whatever. If somebody's going 45 and a 60, I'm like, eh, whatever. I'll get around them when I can. It's not big of a deal. But I ain't ever one that's like trying to be on time. So, like, I'm always early. If I got to be somewhere at 3, I'm going to leave in plenty of time.
From Si.
Yeah, I mean, I just, that's always where I've been. So
speaking about that.
Yeah, don't get in a hurry.
Right when I first, before I come up here, guess what? A commercial was on the TV.
Oh, Lord.
And they're trying to perfect a car that drives itself totally.
Oh.
Yep.
I thought you was going to say life.
No. No, and I'm looking at that, and I said, first of all, why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
So you can text and work and sleep and drive all night?
No.
I don't drive far enough for that.
Hey.
I don't either.
I'll use Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. There's a time for everything. There's also a place for everything.
He's on fire today, by the way.
Well, I'm just saying.
I love it.
You know, if you're going to use the phone, pull over, put your vehicle in park, and call whoever you want to and talk to them as long as you want to get what you need done. Don't be going down the road and come by me because it actually makes me mad and actually scares me because you're endangering the people on the highways. If you're sitting there doing this on the phone and you are sitting in the driver's seat.
Don't text and drive.
One out of five. You know? One out of five are doing it.
Oh, no. I see them come by all the time. And I'm looking and saying, you fix this, you know, because she ain't looking and the traffic has stopped. You know, and I'm saying, baby, you're fixed. She's finally looked up. You know.
There you go.
There you go. You know. We got time for another?
Nah, I just send us on out of here.
Mm-hmm. Send us on out. Hey, Chance, congratulations on your baby.
There you go.
We might go back to your question next week. All right, I got us a Bible verse. Although, Si, you've had like 7. Do you have any more?
No.
All right, I'm going to Ecclesiastes with you.
That's a good place.
Because it does feel dark. Right, and I, like you turn on the news and it just feels
depressing.
It is,
And that's where darkness, that's where you go.
But Solomon says this in Ecclesiastes 1:9, what has been will be again, what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. God's not up there going, oh my goodness, what are they doing? I didn't see this kind. I don't know how to. He's got this.
Yeah.
So if you're ever just, you know, the other day I was watching something. I was like, is this what the world's come to? Like, let's Jesus come back now, which I'm still cool with. Come on back. He didn't. I've always wanted to like that to happen. But you just got to remember, God's not surprised by any of this.
Yeah.
If you don't go to the spiritual side of life, okay, this place will, it'll be depressing for you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right, we'll see y'all next time right here. We're out.